to Back with your host, Chris Ellison. On Back to Back, we feature a lineup of Christian music, and most of it is Canadian. We love Canada, and we love our Canadian artists. We want to showcase their music on this show. We'll feature reviews, artist interviews, and we'll play some of their songs. So stay tuned, and thanks for joining us on Back to Back.
Back to back, strong back, back to back.
Well, welcome back. I'm glad you joined us today. We're going to listen to a bunch of great Canadian Christian music. We're going to hear from such artists as Nathan Keys and Dan Brems. But we're also going to do an in-depth and up-close personal interview with Canadian Christian artist Kate Anthony. He's been coming out with a lot of great music, and he's also involved with a number of collaborations. So you're going to want to join us for that. But for right now, let's hear a song from Dan Bremness and his song Wherever I Go on Back to Back.
In the heat of the battle, and I fought through the dust and the shadows. Oh, you never left my side, never left my side, no. And I stood at the top of the world, I swam through the depths of my soul. No matter what I find, no matter what I find, oh. Drought or famine, high and low, wherever I go. You bring me strength in the desert. Oh, you defend my soul. You defend my soul. No height, no depth, no grave. Nothing on earth can keep you away. Oh, you're my only hope. You're my only hope. Life and death, this truth I know. Wherever I go.
Now it's time to jump into a Canadian artist feature, and today we're going to focus on Nathan Keys. Now Nathan was originally from Northern Ireland, and he moved to Winnipeg, Manitoba in 2007. With a passion for worship that began in 2011, Nathan led worship at a local church for a decade, fostering a heart for genuine worship inspired by Matt Redman's The Heart of Worship. Transitioning from a shy, introverted youth to a dedicated worship leader, he embraced his calling to guide others in worship and spirit and truth. Now he pursues a career as a Christian artist and aims to create music that proclaims the gospel through music. We'll discover Nathan's music at NathanKeysMusic.com and on all major streaming platforms. Well, let's jump into his music right now. Nathan Keys on Back to Back.
Give thanks to the Lord.
who sees every outcast when all hope seems lost. Oh, he's always steadfast. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is the faithful one. Faithful. Says you are the faithful one. Give thanks to the Lord, our God, who forgives us when we turn to Him. He's running to meet us. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is the faithful one. Table invites all the lost to sit at his table. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is the faithful one. Oh, faithful one, faithful one. You keep all of your promises, you are faithful.
Too bad.
You're the way, the truth, the life. God, you are my everything.
Well, welcome back. Well, we're thrilled to have Canadian Christian recording artist Kay Anthony join us. Hailing from Jamaica and now based out of Toronto, Ontario, Kay Anthony is known for his soulful voice and inspiring lyrics. He has captivated audiences across Canada and beyond with his powerful blend of contemporary Christian music. His impressive accolades include recently winning a Juno Award for his musical contributions and recognition for his excellence in songwriting and performance. He's on the show with us today. Kay Anthony, welcome.
Man, I appreciate it. Taking the time also and even having the interest in doing the interview. So I thank you.
First of all, congratulations on winning the Juno Award. It's a significant milestone. So what do you hope this recognition will bring to the genre of gospel music, especially in Canada?
That they would have honored me with such a accolade. I'm very much appreciative. I'm very much grateful. It speaks to the fact that your hard work doesn't always go unnoticed. For me, winning this award is being given the platform where I can point people to Jesus Christ and what he has done for me. And if someone has never tried him, they should. And I'm sure that they will, one, they're in for a surprise how he's able to transform one's life and how he's able to transform one's heart. And so that's my focus. My focus is the message of Jesus Christ and what he has done for me and the gospel.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your songwriting. You've been doing this for a while. How do you come up with, you know, say your journey of how you walk through the creation of a new song and from the idea to its completion?
It's very interesting. So every song, the inspiration comes differently. Sometimes the inspiration comes from having a conversation with someone. Sometimes it's hearing a person talk about their day and, you know, something will connect and I get a message that I think I need to share. I'll give you an example for a song that I wrote in Saskatchewan titled Don't Give Up. It's when I transitioned from Jamaica to Canada, it was a very challenging moment for myself. I got in serious depression because imagine moving from tropics to minus 30s consistently. I wasn't prepared for that mentally. And so I was depressed. And it's as if God was telling me that don't give up. It might seem hard. It might seem as if things are not going to work out, but it will. And so I just felt that I needed to share that from my heart, just as though it was given to me. And knowing that persons will be having either a bad day, a bad moment, a bad season, and they can be reminded not to give up. Also, the song Billboard for Christ was written in Saskatchewan. And it's very important that people understand that sometimes the pressures of life, the atmospheric condition around you, things might be gloomy, things might not be going well, or even in the trajectory that you're supposed to be heading, you will face obstacles, you will face challenges. But in spite of the challenges, you're still a billboard for Christ. It doesn't matter if the goals and the objectives that you have set for yourself, you're not achieving or attaining them at the time or the rate that you'd like. But the key thing is always be a representative of Jesus Christ. When people look at you, they must see joy. When people look at you, they must see happiness. When people look at you, they must see the character of Jesus Christ.
And so you want to show that through your music, you know, in terms of particular themes or messages you want to convey through your music.
Yes.
And how do you ensure that these come through in your songs? Because, and I ask that because you mentioned something earlier that was interesting about the arts, you know, the art of making music. A lot of, you know, the popular genre out there right now is worship music, and it's great. But I think in some cases, we've lost the uniqueness or the art of artists writing unique music that may not fall within that genre of worship music. So how do you ensure that your art, you know, comes through in your songs?
Just as well, your fingerprint is unique, you're unique, and there's people, there's ears there for you to speak to. That will definitely have a common experience about what you're talking about. And so just accepting that all the circumstances that you have experienced, not limiting yourself to grow, but just knowing that your situation, where you were born, your ethnicity, how you were raised, there's something about all of that that's going to make you a better person, and you embracing that and embracing the changes that God is allowing to take place within your life as you submit to Him and allow that music and those passion to come out so people can hear your heart, hear the trueness and the authenticity of the message that you have to bring.
And creating a balance between, you know, the artistic side of you and yet being spiritually enriching as well, you know, trying to create that balance.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you've got a brand new album out. It's called Miracles. Can you tell us about that and what we can expect from that?
I'm doing more like a waterfall effect of a release. So I'm not dropping the album one time. So I'm dropping songs, dropping videos. So I'm actually working on some music videos. Just did one in this week. Just be expected to be taken on a journey of where I am at this point in time and the transitions that have been made in my life as I continue to grow as a singer, as a minister. So you will get some Afrobeat, you will get some normal CCM music, and Miracle is one of those songs. And so for me, there's a song on it titled Blessing. And the reason why I did it, I really was giving God thanks that a country boy from Jamaica would have won the Junos. So I was just giving, honoring God for the fact that He has blessed me with such a honor. So you'll find that some of it is very personal. Some of it is just an expression of the fact that, no, I'm in the seminary. I'm doing an MDiv at this point in time at Andrews University in Michigan. And so some of it is in the music. So it's the different phases of my life, I would say I write projects. And so this project is coming out at a phase where I'm in school again, relying heavily on God, and everything that I've been able to achieve is a miracle.
So how can people find your music and find you and learn more and follow your journey?
It's K Anthony Live. For Instagram, it's K Anthony Live, and it's kanthonylive.com for my website. You'll be able to see what I'm releasing, what I'm about to do next. Be a part of the journey, be a part of the community. I see more of a community than just a matter of me being an artist and having fans. They can always write and tell me how they feel about the songs. I'm very open. I know some persons won't like everything that I do, and I always have an open ear because it's very important, because it caused me to stay humble and learn, and I can always learn from anyone. That's what I'm on at this point in time. Just feel free to connect with the music on YouTube. It's K-Anthony.
Okay, that's great. Listen, we really appreciate you taking some time from your day and spending some time with us and helping us get to know you better. We're going to enjoy following your music and watch for your further collaborations and the music you come out with and your journey, that waterfall journey. We'll be watching for that. All right, we've been talking with K. Anthony on Back to Back. Now we're going to jump into a couple of his songs. Stay tuned.
You took my hand and said, follow me. I took a chance and let you take lead. And every step I saw you take three. Just for me, just for me. It's been my best move to fall at your feet. Force me to groove to a different beat. When I'm with you, I'm more than complete, yeah. I'm yours to keep, I'm yours to keep. There's no other who's so loyal. Every need I look no further.
To your grace, love in an instant, to seeing the calm on your face. Where you would take me, oh, I gladly call it my place. Just for me, you should have paved my way.
Back to Back.
When I lift my eyes to the hills, I remember where my help comes from. There's no darkness that your light can put out. Your glory is my mercy, and forever I wanna be praising your name for how you set me free. Whom the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. Everything I was, you cast into the sea. Your forgiveness is my only memory, as I simply be one whom the sun sets free. When I lift my eyes to the King, I remember all that matters. There's nothing that I've done where I can boast. I'd still be in chains were it not for grace. So I will sing of how you set me free. Whom the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. Everything I was, you cast into the sea. Your forgiveness is my only memory, as I simply be one whom the sun sets free.
Again.
never knew I could find such a love that's within me. Wherever I go, I am known. I've been in the darkness, but that ain't enough for your lights come booming through. Your love undeniable, presence unspeakable, nothing that I could compare it to. You take all my flaws and you make them so beautiful. You can save all in your grace as a waterfall.
Now people rise above,
rise above
all the things that hold you down.
Welcome back. Well, you just heard Yeshua by Preston Tang. And before that, we heard a couple of songs by Kay Anthony and a great interview. I really enjoyed getting into the details of what he's doing and where he's heading. And I hope you did too. Before that, we did a feature on Nathan Keys and we started off the show with Dan Breams. So I hope you enjoyed today's program and I hope you come back next week. We've got more interviews coming your way. Well, my name's Chris Ellison and you've been listening to Back to Back. See you next week.
Listening to Back to Back, and we thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check us out at www.backtobackradio.com. If you know a Canadian Christian artist that you want to hear on this program, let us know. Well, check us out next week right here on Back to Back.
Back to back, back to back, strong back, back to back.